live from the Fraught Quarters in San Francisco. This is everyone's favorite, or maybe least favorite, ear rapist, Ben. We have your favorite movie blogger, Vince, in the house.
Boom.
Not you.
I got a stein full of pink Four Loko.
Yeah, that's fluorescent pink. I think it came out of Tron. And we have everyone's favorite giant, Brendan.
Ahoy hoy.
Not you.
Not you.
Not you.
Not you.
Tonight, we're going to talk. We all saw Tron Legacy with mixed reviews within the crew, so we'll talk about that. We are going to get Lindy West on the horn to talk about the FIDA. Not you, Vince. Lindy West, not you.
I just want Lindy West on the line. What's the matter with that?
Not you. And Brett may show up if he can unlock the combination to his cage at in his corporate dungeon. And
hey, he's just...
He's a junk bag.
Why am I the problem? I'm his blood. I'm his family. I'm the one fighting, okay? Not you, not you, and not you. Not you, 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 and not you.
Me?
Not you. Not you.
Me?
Not you, not you, not you, not you. Not you.
Me?
Not you.
Me?
Not you.
I'm Gordon Bombay.
And not you.
Hey, you.
Not you.
Hey, who?
Not you.
Who?
Me?
Who?
Who?
And not you.
Me?
Not you. Not you.
If it's anybody, it's me.
Not you. And not you.
You talking to me?
Not you.
You talking to me?
Not you.
I love that. I'm Gordon Bombay.
Not you.
I couldn't even see the video and it was funny.
Yeah.
So expect about 800 mil over under on not user high yeah. tonight. And for all you out there, fraughtcast@gmail.com. Always thanks to everyone who writes to us. We do read them and sometimes read them on the air. If you do like it, tell a friend and they'll tell a friend and then they'll tell another friend and then maybe someone will tell you to listen and you'll tell them, not you. I'm already listening to it.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we know we're a little late to the whole podcast party. Like everybody and their mother has got their own podcast.
You know what
now?
We're not late to? The Fraughtcast party.
That's true. That's true.
Hey, guys, can I kick things off with a Fraughtcast joke?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
What letter does the word Fraughtcast start with?
F.
Not you.
Oh, Jesus. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Just as I was telling people that, you know, reasons why they should listen and tell a friend, you just gave me like the biggest reason not to tell.
I gave
a friend.
You the biggest reason boner. I knew. Yeah. I knew it.
Yeah, it was a
I
big reason
see it.
Boner.
Could
well,
see it.
It was a stiff reason boner, at least.
Well, to start off, Brendan threw a little holiday party, as there are many holiday parties going around. As
it's holiday party season.
It is holiday Topical. Party season, as Jesus' birthday is right around the corner. So everyone's feeling very festive. And Brendan had the ingenious yeah. idea.
This one had a twist.
It had a severe twist. So, Brendan,
twist.
What happened?
Well, I...
Or maybe I should tell it from my perspective.
Should you tell? Like, yeah. It might be funnier from your perspective.
Yeah.
And then I can tell from my perspective.
That's fine,
it'll be
yeah.
the Rashomon of stupid holiday parties.
Yeah. So, Brendan tells me, he's like, oh, we're having a holiday party at my house. The theme is business suits and silly hats. And I'm like, that's an awesome theme. Because, I mean, I have one suit that I bought when I was 18. But it still fits, and I got more importantly, I got lots of silly hats, like a lot. The problem is choosing just one silly hat.
Like it made you wish you had two heads.
It really did. Maybe wish I had like five heads.
It's not. Oh man, do I have a silly hat? It's like, oh man, which one do I wear?
Pretty much. Like I have this
so
one.
What were your like top five?
Well, I have one called Powder Mouse, which is a red. It's sort of like a felt baseball cap, but it has like those flaps in the background because it's like a ski hat and it has Mickey Mouse skiing on it and it has like a drawstring at the bottom and it says Powder Mouse on it.
Yeah, it does.
Because Mickey Mouse is skiing through the powder. So that's one of them. And then the one...
Oh!
The one I ended up wearing, you kind of have to see it, but it's like... It's this hat I also found like 10 years ago on a ski lift randomly. Just so happens, but it's like gray and it has like a big point on the top. It's very phallic.
It looks like a nipple almost.
Yeah, it has like a big nipple on the top and it's got like a big
like
star
udder.
With a hammer and sickle in the middle. I think it's some sort of Russian army thing, but
it's a Russian slave cap.
Yeah, I found it and I wanted to wear it. And then I was waiting for a cab and these fat girls, one of them said, my friend wants to sit on your hat.
And you said, this taxi's taking me far away.
Yeah. And I was like, no, there's a weight limit. To this ride.
Hi-yo.
To this hat right
I
now.
I don't read Russian, but it says 250 on the inside. And
no, it was cool. I was happy to get hit on, regardless.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, I get to Brendan's. And, well, I'm on the way over to Brendan's. I'm thinking, oh, I wonder what girls are going to wear, business suits and silly hats. It's kind of Wonder if the girl, are the girls going to wear suits? That would be kind of fun.
And silly hats. Wonder what silly hats
the girls that Brendan works with have, like, business suits that they can wear.
And
pantsuits, like Hillary. It's going to be a bunch of Hillary Clintons with like, oversized cowboy hats on.
And as a connoisseur of funny hats, you were probably eagerly anticipating the plethora of funny hats that would come out.
Maybe just we'll trade funny
just
hats.
Just that image of Hillary Clintons with oversized cowboy hats made out of foam, like 10 of them in the same room.
You had a smile on your face.
So I get there and I walk in and I open the door and Brendan's standing there in like super short shorts and like a tennis t-shirt with a sweater around his neck. And immediately I'm like, dude, what is your business suit? What's going on? And then I realize that Brendan has given a different theme to each person at the party, like as a joke. Yeah. And I immediately was like, ah, well, that was pretty clever, yeah. You asshole.
I got Vince pretty bad. Yeah. It just, I wish I had a video of his face, just the way he looked when he just goes, it's just this bewildered look. And then it was a subtle shift. But Vince, you could really be an actor because it was a subtle shift from bewilderment to just you crestfallen.
Acceptance. And,
yeah, it wasn't. Well, the acceptance hadn't come yet. It was just crestfallen. I thought it was business suit, funny hat, and then I just pointed and laughed heartily.
I mean, I thought it was funny. Like, I definitely didn't not think it was. Like, immediately, I was like, "Oh, that's a pretty good one." You know?
Yeah,
like it's the four
stages of theme party denial or something.
Although I will say, like, a party where everyone's in business suits and funny hats. I mean, that would be almost better than the joke of the different themes.
Honestly, that was my favorite theme that I gave out.
Yeah.
So I think next year I might actually do everyone in business suits and funny hats. I think that would be an awesome party.
Yeah. And the worst part about it is I was the only one who showed up and immediately realized that like something was amiss. Like other people were like 80s.
Brendan, what were
Day-Glo,
the themes?
80s.
My sister and my friend were all the Live Long Day Glow. So they were in neon. There was 1984 was Totally Radical, which that was the preponderance of them because I knew there was like a group of like five girls that were all going to get ready together. So I couldn't all give them different ones. So there was like a lot more 80s, which unfortunately was kind of, it would, in an ideal world, no one would talk and everyone would have a completely different one. There was If It's Good Enough for Steve Jobs, which was turtlenecks.
Would people know that was turtlenecks without you explaining that, oh, that means it's a turtleneck?
No, I just wanted to give them clever names.
Okay. Because I was going to say, if you told me If It's Good Enough for Steve Jobs, I'd be like, so I wear glasses? Do I grow a beard? I'm confused.
Wait, so I need to get an iPad?
Yeah.
That's an expensive theme.
Oh, and I will say that there was someone brought their like 18-year-old brother who looked like 16, and he was dressed like Teen Wolf. He had these Teen Wolf gloves, and he was man, he looked so perfect. He looked like an extra from the first Back to the Future.
It was
awesome. Amazing.
Yeah. And we
he looked
actually
just
had,
like Marty McFly.
We had door prizes. So first prize was a Celine Dion CD that I found while I was cleaning up. Definitely my roommates.
No, that's cool, Brendan. Second prize was an
Enya CD.
We all went through a Celine Dion phase.
Yeah. And third prize.
I might go with Enya before over Celine Dion.
Third prize was the soundtrack to the movie Nine.
Oh,
wow. Right.
Yeah.
That's quite a...
How did you have... Did someone... That's recent. That's almost topical. Where'd you get that?
I have no idea. I definitely didn't buy it. So, anyway.
Likely
yeah,
story.
Yeah, exactly. I knew those jokes were coming.
Easy to believe that one.
Why do you have... Wait, what? Is just sitting around? Like, someone just came over...
Yeah, I was cleaning
your house.
Out... You know where, like, the DVDs are? And, like, I was, like, cleaning all that stuff out. Uh-huh. And there was, like, those CDs back there. And I was, like... I asked my roommate, I'm like, Brian, where the fuck did these
this
come from?
This
is like,
my
oh, I don't
new
know,
Katy
yeah.
Perry CD.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we gave those out, but nobody took the Enya or the Nine, but the Celine Dion CD was definitely gone. So I think Teen Wolf did actually take the Celine Dion CD. So he was the hit of the party, frankly.
Man, can you imagine like if you're 18, dressed like Teen Wolf, and you brought some chick back home from the party, and then you banged her to Celine Dion?
Yeah.
That would pretty much be...
Yeah, it's all downhill from there.
Yeah, I'm just imagining what it'd be like.
Well,
to
and also, that's gonna be like the best part of that kid's life because he's going to Cal in the fall. So,
I thought he was already there. I missed that.
I thought he is already there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it's still probably the best part of his life.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was lots of Jello shots. I woke up in the morning. There was like one lone Jello shot left in my fridge.
That's so sad.
Yeah, and I actually ended with more beer. It was a net positive on beer. Like I started the party.
Yeah,
with
I want
like,
mine back. By the way.
What'd you bring over?
some Liberty Ale and some Anchor Steam.
You can just drink those next time you come over.
All right. Yeah, I remember the time we had a New Year's party at our house, and then the next morning, my roommate had a cat, and the cat like had confetti on it, and that's how I knew it was a pretty good party.
Confetti cat.
Yeah.
Anytime you end up with confetti cat, that's a good night.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And confetti. There was confetti in the cobwebs, which is nice.
I also ended with two more bottles of wine than I started with.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So net positive on the wine.
Net
and the
positive
beer.
On beer and wine.
I think people our age think we're classy enough to drink wine, so we bring wine to parties, and then everyone ends up taking shots and drinking cocktails and drinking beer, and then the wine just sits there for a long periods of time.
Yeah.
Either that, or everybody ends up with purple lips.
Right, right, right. Great teeth.
They should be drinking. They should be mature enough to drink pink highlighter fluid, which is basically what I'm drinking right now.
Another thing that really upset me was I had two other really good ones that were supposed to come over, which were one girl was Ugly Sweater, of course.
That's her nickname at the office.
she can't stop sweating. It's a glandular problem.
Look, Brett's here. It's only 9:30 at night. I think he just got off work.
Justin Bieber's here.
So two really good ones. Two really good ones that didn't show up were I gave one guy Casual Friday was his. Was his theme, and the other guy was clad in plaid. So he's
you know what Casual Friday would be good is if you were like Robinson Crusoe,
and Crusoe,
and you had your buddy in blackface, and he was dressed casual, and you were in a suit, and he was Casual Friday. No,
it's a good one. It's clever.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Anybody?
It's clever. I mean, it's not. It's clever. It's not funny.
It's not good chins.
It's not good night and good chins.
It's not you.
That's true.
It's not Joe Rogan.
It's not Joe Rogan either. It is a far cry from Joe Rogan.
Yeah. So, all right, guys, we're about to talk Tron. We're just waiting for Brett. You know, he has to decompress after he gets home from a hard night of cubicling at 9:25 in the evening.
Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
How much money would you have to be making to think it was worth it to get home at like 9:30 at night from your job?
A lot more than I'm making now.
I think I would have to, I mean, six figures at least.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously it depends on when I go in.
Yeah.
If I was going in at like 9 o'clock and getting off at 9:30, it probably wouldn't be that, have to be that much.
No.
But if I was going in, you know, at 10 o'clock.
1 p.m.
1 p.m.
2.
Yeah, but that sort of is a weird day. I don't know.
I think. But it's better than, you know, 9 to 9.
Yes, it is. But I would find myself probably sleeping in and then doing nothing for till 1 o'clock and then just going to work, and that's still my whole day.
I remember I briefly worked three to midnight shift, which was weird.
Jizz mopper?
Yeah.
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 It doesn't pay that well.
Yeah, I mean, well, that was a busy time. So that's when you got the most tips. I mean, you don't want to be...
And the most work.
You don't want to be like the Sunday morning jizz mopper.
No, because that's just when the bums come in.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you don't want to do that.
Oh, Bieber.
And he's dressed all in gray. Like, he looks like he just got here from like a Trotsky rally.
I thought he just came out of a black and white movie.
It's a little more Grease Monkey, but yeah, I can go with the Trotsky rally.
Everybody like raises their magnetic pencil that they draw things with on the computer.
The Wacom stylus.
Yeah, the stylus.
Yeah.
He has a handkerchief he's blowing his snot into right now. Yeah.
The snot of the proletariat.
We're going to have to edit this out?
No, we're good.
No, this is gold.
That's Ben's answer. To everyone who wonders why this podcast is not edited tighter, that's all Ben. It's like, Ben, should we edit? No, it's good. Like, what about that part where it was just like...
No, it's good.
What about it was just dead air?
Or it was just me whistling out of my nose.
Hey. No.
You just unplugged the...
Brett is just coming here to fuck everything up. Hey.
Fuck your podcast.
What did you do?
Hey. Hey, you know who's not editing?
I made things awesome.
I'm
is
editing
what I did.
This broadcast. Not you, and not you.
It's
me.
I just want the podcast to be edited. What's the matter with that?
I don't want it really edited. Not you.
5 minutes and you're already into voices.
Not you, and not you.
Did you guys
hey, Brett, this is really serious this time.
Did you guys get the skits done?
Brett,
did I time that right?
No. All skits.
No, we got so many more. Look, Brendan's even got a notepad. What do you think that's for?
Oh, fucking Christ.
It's not for a movie review, and let me tell you.
Yeah.
Is it going to spoil it, surprise, if I read your notepad?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's improv.
The one thing. Improv, the, one yeah. li- the one line I have written on here.
It's only one line.
It's
be funny.
Hey.
Don't ruin the improv sketch comedy
it's,
we have.
It's called positive visualization.
I don't even have headphones.
There's some on the floor. You,
Christ.
Mess.
You don't want to listen to yourself anyway.
Hey, so Brett, from now on, we're recording somewhere else, just FYI.
Thank God.
at a to-be-determined location.
We're recording at your work. You're going to have to draw and simultaneously talk about movies.
You're going to have to draw what you're talking about.
I do that sometimes. I'll draw the word.
Accidentally.
Get my wires crossed.
Just out of habit.
Just titties. Just.
All right, well, Brett, thanks for joining us.
Fuck yourself.
Brett wanted us to wait before we talked about Tron, which must mean he's got like some sort of thrilling
opinion.
I'm going
to fight Ben to the death on this one.
So Brett's theme for the party, but that he flaked on at the last minute, his was Cats with an exclamation point.
we all had different themes?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm so sad I missed that.
Yeah.
No, you just missed the story about me showing up in my business suit and silly hat and being so confused. And
I thought I was going to get business suit, silly hat.
I know. I pussed out. So here's what happened. I was concerned about people wearing the same thing, so I told some people the same stuff. So I told Brett it was Cats with an exclamation point, but then I freaked out that he might get in touch.
It's not funny without the exclamation point, but then
I know.
That makes it so much better.
Exactly. So I was a little bit freaked out that he was going to get in touch with Vince somehow, and then like the jig would be up. So
Brett, you're fucking everything up.
I texted Brett and told him, hey, actually, it's business suit funny hat. The last minute.
Which I would have been honored to have participated in, but I had to go to a family thing. So fun.
We need to have like a film drunk Frotcast Christmas or New Year's something. Chinese New Year's maybe. Who knows when we'll have our shit together. But when we do,
the 10th of January.
Business suits and funny hats is a good idea. I might even have to buy a suit for it.
Why don't we just do individualized themes.
Is that what you're talking about, like a fraud up somewhere?
Yeah, fraud up.
Yeah. I'd be nervous for that.
Yeah, I don't want to meet anyone who likes you. Ever.
Fair. All right, so Tron, Brett, what's your deal? Or should I go to Ben first? Ben liked
sorry,
it. Let's talk to Ben. Oh. Ben never gets the word out.
Well, no, that's every week.
He was here on time, so he's going to go first.
Fair enough.
Wow. I loved it. The original was a big part of my childhood. I saw
wrong. All right, Brett.
No. All right, thanks. I'm gonna take off. Hey, it was nice to meet you guys. Take care. Good to see you.
No, sorry. Go ahead.
I loved the first one. I watched it a bunch when I was a kid. My dad made video games, so like that whole as ridiculous as it was, I saw that movie a bunch, and I could not recommend Tron higher. Legacy, if you liked the first one, I thought it was amazing.
Couldn't recommend it higher, really? Not at all. Nothing.
I liked it more than Avatar.
Well, okay.
That's not saying a lot.
Especially in IMAX, I thought it was as good as this type of movie could have been. Plot was ridiculous. You have to overlook that. By far the worst thing was CGI. Jeff Bridges was terrible.
See, everybody said that, and like of the problems I had with this movie, I thought that was a very minor one. Because
really?
He's supposed to be like a computer program.
Nah.
I kind of like that he had like the creepy Uncanny Valley version of himself.
All right. First of all,
sorry,
go ahead
for the rebuttal before we even get into CGI Jeff Bridges.
I feel like they should have flown over the Uncanny Valley or made some sort of in reference. There weren't enough nerd like backhanded references for
True.
Me.
There was a lot of Tron references.
Yeah, but Tron was never really a nerd movie. It was more of a, you know, music video.
All right, but there was...
All right, so rebuttal. I actually agree with Ben. I thought it was good.
Uh-oh. Knives away.
Cats and dogs living together. It wasn't the movie I wish it was, but I'm kind of okay with the movie that it was. I wish that Daft Punk had scored the dialogue, because every time somebody opened their mouth, I'm like, wow, you're ruining this movie. Mm-hmm. Just shut the fuck up and... Ride your pretty little motorcycle.
The plot type stuff was heavy-handed with the sort of weird religious sort of overtones and the
dialogue was
the
just
weird
garbage.
The weird fascist sort of overtones, and it obviously didn't make a lot of sense. But the light cycle scene was I thought it was one of the coolest scenes.
I
didn't think it was that cool.
I could watch what's her face blink for
Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, for like yeah, 3 hours to techno music, just going like looking at stuff all wistfully.
That was my issue with the movie. She's very hot, but if it was truly like a woman created by computer programmers, she would definitely be a 12-year-old Asian girl.
Yeah. AZN.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. All right, well how about the fact that what the fuck was Tron?
So he got reprogrammed by Clue.
He rebooted him.
And
he's a bad guy.
He was bad.
He did nothing the entire movie except come back like in the very last in the very last act.
He was chasing him the whole time. He's like, he's the bad guy.
That was a terrible character. You couldn't even tell that was Tron half
like,
the time.
He purred like a cat.
Yeah. Did he? Yeah, I didn't even notice that.
You know what really bothered me about it was,
spoiler alert,
at the end when Jeff Bridges like suddenly gets magic and like assimilates Clue like into himself. So what I was getting with the whole like religious allegory is that, you know, he's the god, so he created this world. So theoretically, if it's, you know, parallel to our world, the universe started with a big bang, right? And so when he assimilates Clue, it looks like a singularity. But
Wild said something about them reconciling and that he wouldn't survive it. So that was like his special power that he didn't want to use because he'd die.
Oh.
At the middle where they first meet up, they're like, he wouldn't survive it because if he pulls Clue back in, it'll kill them both.
Okay. Because what I didn't get was it looked like it was trying to do like a singularity type thing, but then there was also still like the digital ocean or whatever. Yeah. And so I was like, it's not all gone. Am I thinking too highbrow for this?
Yeah,
I
think probably. So. It's kind
I'm far too smart for this movie.
I mean, so the problem was, it wasn't that it was dumb all the way through. It had a bunch of interesting angles.
Yeah, it gave you hints at smartness, and you're like, wait a second. You just dipped your toe in and said, fuck it, and then threw a light at my face.
I would have liked to have seen his son versus his creation of himself, right? Like, they're both sort of his offspring.
Yeah.
And one's his ideal version of what he would produce, and one's like a kind of fuck-up kid that he left behind. And they didn't do anything with that. I thought that would have made a cool kind of...
Yeah, and they didn't really... There was no rhyme or reason to why someone might be good at, like, fighting within the Tron world. Like,
yeah, well, I mean, the fact that... All right, so if somebody gets derez, does that mean your computer crashes in the real world?
No, you don't know what the consequences are. And then he's like, oh my gosh, what if Clue gets out in the real world? And I'm like... Well, what if he gets out in the world? Is he just going to be like some nerd? Like, he's going to be like, I'm so powerful. And then he's like,
I'm going to hack into your matrix.
I got to go get a job in middle management now.
Oh, with this shiny little clothes.
Yeah, that never made any sense. But I don't know. Vince, you said you've seen the original. And I know
I have. I haven't, I haven't like sat down and watched it like homework. Like, I remember seeing it when I was like 15 or 16 on cable and being like, wow, this looks shitty and is boring. I don't want to watch this.
Well, so like I mentioned before, I saw it a bunch when I was when I was younger than that, probably like, seven, eight years old. I saw it a bunch. And so like it was one of those movies I watched a bunch as a kid. And there was never any real, the first one doesn't make a lot of sense. There's these computer programs that are sort of human in the grid. And, when Jeff Bridges goes in the original, he's good at all these games, too, just sort of naturally, because he's also good at the arcade games. And so that they sort of played that both ways in that, he's good at video games in the real world, and then he's good at the game grid. So it was there's no specific training that made you good. Like, the Flynns are naturally good at video games, and they're also good at the game grid.
I don't care that it's not, like, a super high-minded allegory. That was just something that they hinted at and never followed up on. The main problem with me was that, like, I didn't really understand the consequences of the fight sequences, and then like a lot of it was just missing sort of gravity and spatial awareness, so it wasn't like it wasn't that visceral to me, just because like in that light bike scene, like they switch which is up and which is down like three times, and you're not sure what happens if they crash. So it's just like people ping ponging through this ping pongy space, and you're like, okay, well that doesn't really mean anything. Like you say, Avatar was, the Avatar did not have a great story, and it was way too weepy to like enjoy in like a eye candy sort of way. But as far as eye candy was concerned, at least when they're flying around on like the pterodactyls and shit, like I actually felt that viscerally, where I'm like leaning back in my seat going, oh my god, that's fucking scary. Whereas this, there was just too much going on. It was just like a bunch of shit, and I didn't understand the consequences. Like, okay, if they're basically throwing these brain discs at each other, which A, makes no fucking logical sense
at all.
But that's, again, it's just, like, so they, for anyone that did like the first one, again, I'm not saying it's some amazing movie, but they made a very good sequel and update to the original. They had, like, Dillinger was the original CEO that stole all the ideas from Jeff Bridges, so his son was the new genius, although who would never work there if, like, the dad had like, been...
Was it Cillian Murphy?
Yeah. No.
I like how he's in there for, like, two minutes.
Yeah.
You're like, we're going to be seeing him later, and then you don't.
Yeah.
And then even stuff like when Kevin Flynn breaks into NCOM, it was very similar to the first one. He says, that's a big door. That's exactly what Jeff Bridges said. in the first one.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, man.
Did Jeff Bridges base jump off the top of the building?
He did not, unfortunately.
Can we talk?
Wait! I want to go back to the spatial thing before we leave that. So I feel that the light bike cycle thing was a lot of fun. I feel like that the moment they took it off,
I liked it too.
It started out fun, but then they divorced it from gravity.
Yeah, no. The moment they went to the planes, I felt like a lot of the shots didn't really follow on the editing, so you lost track every time they would cut. I thought they did a better job of the 3D. They were really, really reserved in its use, which I feel was nice because I was in the fucking second row of the IMAX, which you just basically have to unfocus your eyes and hope for the best. Yeah. The previews with the little orangutan.
Like,
did you guys get the orangutan preview? Yeah. That shit, the monkey foot like punctured the back of my skull. I audibly yelped when it came on. I was like, oh, fuck, my brain!
They didn't see it in IMAX.
You got derezzed.
Yeah, I got derezzed. I mean, again, I wish they would have played a little bit with the fact that in a video game, you die gruesomely 1,000 times and then just reboot again. You're saying there's no consequence, and I wish they would have toyed with that.
They didn't really hint at what a consequence might be. It was just there were so many assumptions.
Like you said, who are these people?
Yeah, I don't need any of the explanation. I just want them to dick around with the idea.
Well, yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I don't want. I think Western movies tend to be very explanation heavy. Right, yeah. Where it's just like, here's how this works, and here's how this thing operates, and it's all kind of that shit bores the hell out of me.
Well, it's not an explanation; it's more relying on your assumption for there to be consequences.
True. I'm not,
or like you know, excitement. Whereas you know, put that in there yourself.
I'm not arguing. In this case, I'm on your side. I think that they hinted at a lot of stuff and just stopped a foot short of where I would have liked them to. I would have still liked them to leave things open, but they didn't even investigate the
like
cool
your
stuff.
Mom's legs.
Yeah. Didn't even investigate my mom's. But.
All that said, I mean, I was definitely entertained. I mean, it was.
It was so much better than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. I'll say that.
I came away with a decent positive feeling.
I thought the light cycle was great. I loved the disc fighting. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then
slow-mo head stomps where. Yeah. I feel like that's overdone, and they still did a pretty good job with it. Where he's kind of looking around, and it's just like, oh, dude, he's going to slow-mo onto your brain.
Yeah.
is your brain. Don't lose this disc. It has all of your accumulated knowledge on it.
But then they lose
now,
it and nothing happens.
Puck it at some guy's head like a turd.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Again, I mean, they used a lot of the stuff from the original, which didn't make sense in the first place.
Why not digital swords or some shit?
But that's not... I like that they just continued the original. Like, even the water that they were drinking during that dinner was like this life water that they found in the original.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they're scooping it up with their discs.
Exactly,
I remember when I was a kid, my dad yelled at me because I was out in the front yard scooping rainwater out of the gutter and drinking it. My dad's like, hey, what the fuck are you doing?
It's the future, Dad! It's life water, Dad.
I had forgotten that for about 15 years. Thank you for unsuppressing that memory.
Brings it all rushing back, doesn't it?
Yeah, and like the Daft Punk soundtrack, I thought was amazing.
Banging.
I thought it was a very great, well done update of the original.
I don't go for the heavy handed, hey, remember this bullshit normally. I feel like that's kind of tacky, but I did enjoy the whole the bar scene fight. Where they keep cutting to Daft Punk, and they're like, oh, well, we'll remix while everyone dies.
Yeah. I like that.
I didn't like how the guy was basically the Merovingian from the second Matrix.
Fuck the Matrix, man. The Matrix is...
I thought they had very similar problems as movies, this one.
Yeah, but I mean...
This one was better than the second
Matrix.
What did
he say?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, my snappy line in that movie was, he said something like... I had to make some serious changes in my life. And what I was like, I started wearing makeup and going to bars in Soho.
Yeah. Became a gay computer program.
Was that the dude from the fucking...
It's Michael Sheen, I think.
From the British dry comedy...
Mighty Boosh?
God damn it.
There's a guy that kind of looks like him.
Yeah, the one about going to war in Iraq. And he's like a minister's assistant or something.
In the Loop?
Yeah, In the Loop. Is that him? Yeah.
I don't know. I fell asleep when I watched that. No. Not that it was a bad movie. I was really tired at the time.
It was exceedingly dry.
Was it?
Yeah. All the juicy parts were in the trailer, but that made it kind of good. It was just like crunchy dry.
Yeah. I see. Hold on. I think we got a call.
What, really? You had like half an hour.
I can't. I mean,
Jesus
sometimes
Christ.
We just have a call and I can't.
Yo.
Don't do it. Don't.
Who's this?
Yo, it's fucking junior college Armin White, man.
Hey, junior college Armin. Hey, where do you work again?
You know, a couple different places. I work at the board shop, but it's seasonal, you know, and I don't know. It's fucking wherever, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you just look for work that's not too taxing. Is that how it works?
Yeah. You know, if they let me ride and let me smoke and it's you know.
So what did you think of Tron, junior college Armin White?
Man, it wasn't even close to as fucktastic as Krusty Demons of Dirt.
I hadn't heard of that one.
Fuck
what is that?
That noise, man. You didn't see Krusty Demons of Dirt?
No.
Hella gay.
Was that on cable?
Fuse channel, bro.
Oh, Fuse? Yeah. I don't even get that. Do I get that?
Oh, dude.
That's the only channel that that junior college Armin White gets.
Yeah, I got the special package from DirecTV.
The Fuse package?
Yeah.
You can afford a special package on your board shop salary?
$5 a month, bro.
Oh,
well,
wow.
he sells some prescription meds on the side.
Yeah, you know, some herb too. Stuff I don't smoke. I had to sell a couple twomps to get the DirecTV. Plus, I know the guy, so
that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you have junior college friends that work for DirecTV?
I got a couple. You know, they're in and out. They're it's a couple of them withdrew. They got some W's. They got some dubs. They threw some dubs on the report card.
What did they think about? What did they think about Tron Legacy?
Oh, they didn't see Tron Legacy, bro.
No, why not?
Nah, they were too busy installing, man.
Yeah, I could see that.
Laying the wire, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Is this a euphemism now?
I don't know, man.
Do you know what a euphemism is?
No.
Junior college Armin White?
Nah, man, I got a dub in English. I had to dub that shit, bro.
Did you? What is that? What is a dub?
A W, man. Withdrawal, motherfucker. I withdrew.
Oh, you withdrew.
I withdrew. We got a mad winter storm. I had to head up to the Sierras and board, bro.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you know Brett? he seems like there's history between you two.
What's up, douche?
What is your problem with junior college Armin White, Brett?
I gave his girlfriend the hurt, man.
He also gave him a couple swirlies back in the day. An atomic wedgie.
Fuck yourself.
I don't even remember that, bro.
I heard you got fired from the paper.
What paper, man? The only paper I care about is for Rolling Doobies.
Junior College Armin White. What else?
What are your aspirations, Junior College Armin White?
I literally want to do nothing.
I was a little worried you were going to tie it back. I appreciate that.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, man. Tie your nuts to your leg. Oh, dude, you beefed.
I did. That was an actual fart, by the way, for the listeners.
It was, man. It was real beef. You guys stink, man. Hey, fuck you, man. Fuck you. Fuck you guys. Fucking out of here. Fucking bouncing.
You seem so laid back before.
Suck a dick, man.
Your character just changed entirely at the drop of a hat like Tron.
Yeah, well, you farted. That's what happened.
Like you were
changed the whole dynamic of our shit.
You didn't even seem like you were here, and then you just showed up, and then all of a sudden there was just this huge reversal. You're pretty much exactly like the character of Tron.
Man, I did you a favor by coming here, man.
Did you?
Yeah. Where's my herb?
I think Brett has it.
You guys are dicks.
You should go to work with him.
I'm leaving. JCA Dubs out.
Wow. That was quite a visit.
I find it's funny that junior college Armin White sounds very Caucasian.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? Maybe they
might not be related. You'd think just based on, you know, the education difference that
so we up to four Armin White related events?
No.
No.
Just
once.
Just two.
That's the only one.
Not tonight, I mean overall.
Oh.
What percentage?
Oh, in the history of...
Yeah, in general, I'd say
Brett,
20.
You like to fight against human nature, but people like funny accents and bits, man. It's just... You just got to ride that wave right down to the beach. Right down to the beach of entertainment.
Yeah, where the waves...
The synthetic sea.
On the information superhighway.
On the digital ocean.
The digital ocean.
The waves, the funny waves crash on your feet, and it feels so good.
So wait, did he turn good when he drowned? Was that the... I didn't get what
was
going on.
Is there marine life in the digital ocean?
Yeah.
Did he drown?
Jellyfish. Yeah, he drowned.
They didn't really explain that.
Yeah, it was just like they're falling, and you're like, oh, I guess they're going to die now. I don't know where they're going to fall to.
So he turned blue again.
Yeah, so which was sort of like he was good.
Also, can we talk about, like, all right, so he's building the perfect world, but this perfect world exists, like, inside of an arcade game still, right?
No, it's the internet.
Yeah, it's sort of supposed to be. And so in the original, again, it was 81, so there was no internet. It was essentially one main computer system. Mm-hmm. So it would be more like inside...
ARPANET. ARPANET.
Like
DARPANET, am I right?
DARPANET.
Yeah, so it would have been inside like one company. So that the story was it was
mad
like,
science humor.
It was inside one company, so it didn't necessarily make as much sense in modern computer world with internet and World Wide Web stuff. So it started out that these were individual programs that were written, and then when they were sort of killed, the program was deleted. That's what happened in the original. Was Clue was a program that the Flynn had written, and it got killed, and so it came up that program deleted.
I want to talk
did Clue
about.
Die in the, was there a Clue in the first
yeah,
one?
Yeah, he was the. If you remember, he was in the very beginning. He was riding a tank into like area that he wasn't supposed to be, and he got caught.
He was like the prologue.
Yeah, and then he got derezzed.
I'm so bored of the Tron world. I want to talk. Talk about the first act, which was awesome because it hinted at like seven different movies. Like they go. I love. Fucking Flynn's.
Okay.
I love Sam's. I love Sam's pad. Like he has like the perfect movie loner pad. It's like, all right.
Well, it's awesome.
This guy's got a motorcycle and he lives super alone, like
in
on the
old
docks,
garage.
on the dock somewhere. But he's like 2 seconds from the major metropolitan area. But he's out on the docks with his dog and he's got a motorcycle in the living room.
Well, it's awesome because the walls roll up so you can film in it. It's like when people write on the transparent blackboards, even though you can't read shit when you write on a transparent blackboard. It's because you can film right through it and see his face.
Yeah, I just like, I feel like the,
it is the screenwriters fourth
wall. Just get a huge boner. Something about screenwriters are like, all right, dude, he's got to have a motorcycle in his living room. Wouldn't that be like the best thing ever?
dude, bro. Yeah. Loft space.
And he's like a fucking heir to like fucking money,
but he doesn't even want it.
He doesn't even want it. He didn't even have to do anything. He just has to like hang out with his dog and his fucking motorcycle.
I thought it was
double
the
ollie.
Yeah, I thought it was the writers of Lost.
I don't know. I didn't really do any research for this.
Are there like
Wouldn't
a thousand
you like,
writers?
You're like
of
trying
Lost?
To eat dinner and it smells like gasoline.
Yeah,
it's your motorcycle in your living room.
No, but
it's really loud too. Yeah.
He's got the big open window to the ocean, so or to the river, whatever that was. So he's good. He's
so some sort
air.
Of. He lives near water. That's the important thing.
Yeah,
it was looked so like Vancouver or something.
That's probably. Where
it looked like a bunch of CGI skyscrapers.
Yeah,
shoehorned in there.
All right, I want to talk about my favorite scene. He base jumps off the Nakatomi Towers or whatever, NCOM Towers. He lands on a light pole, and then he cuts his chute, and he lands on top of a cab that's passing by, right? Now, picture this happening in real life. Like, if you fucking jump off a light pole onto the roof of a cab, what do you think the cab's going to do?
Speed up and swerve.
Yeah, he's definitely going to speed up to, like, 50 miles an hour and swerve across three lanes of traffic.
Get off my cab! Get off!
I don't know what's going on! I want to murder someone! That's basically what happened in the movie.
That scene was terrible. But
then he did parkour over the stop police cars.
Yeah, he did. He did two acts of parkour.
That's like the new thing in Hollywood movies is like they make the minor characters just completely psychotic without it, you know, it's just like a throwaway thing. They did that in Wall Street too, also, where the cab driver is just like, they're in the cab for like 2 minutes or maybe 90 seconds of screen time. And for some reason, like there's this psychotic cab driver who's like yelling at people and hitting the gas. And you're like, that did nothing for the movie except be really confusing.
They kind of like took the page out of Seinfeld where every minor character is just like a very like dark, horrible person.
I don't mind. Well, I don't know. I didn't mind dark.
Well, they just did it the wrong way.
Yeah.
It worked in Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah. The crazy taxi driver is not that funny in the world of like a sort of action sci-fi movie.
Right.
Does anyone else feel like these sort of alternate world movies are a little too clean? Like, if Inception were a real thing, everyone would be like floating in semen. And if Tron were a real thing, pretty much everyone would be floating in semen.
Yeah.
It's just the internet and, yeah, and
you're
dreams.
You're going to have to unpack that.
The internet and there's dreams very are places.
Well, there's very little Freudian influence.
Yeah.
How about that?
I mean, have you ever been on the internet?
Dad, stop trying to cut my dick off.
That was my whole... I thought
the whole second level. Yeah. It's just your dad trying to cut your dick off.
The Chappelle.
Rom!
The Dave Chappelle show sketch of him going to the internet, I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah,
where he just kept getting distracted by crazy things, and then someone's like, "Do you want to watch like a chick fuck a goat?" He's like, "Okay."
That was, I think. What's his name? Nick Swartzen's on Pretend Time did a sketch about like his dreams, and I, you know, I'm always super bored with people's dreams, but he took it in this really weird direction. I just remember at one point he was like playing his own grandpa, and he's like yelling at this girl in the sketch, and she's like, "Come on, get in there and fuck your sister. Come on, I'm your grandpa." Get in there and fuck your sister. Trust me, I'm your grandpa. It was really good, actually.
Yeah, the world would definitely be a little bit different.
Well, that was my whole thing. It's like this, the same thing with this and Matrix Reloaded, where they have computer program. I mean, if you create a world where everything's a computer program, isn't it kind of boring and counterproductive if you make all of them act just like humans? Like, you didn't really give them any computer program characteristics except for cool clothes.
The second Matrix had the bullshit where they were talking to...
Or the alien just... Or the computer program just wanted to love.
No, that was lame.
That was lame.
The shit where they were talking to the Merovingian, mm-hmm. and he was talking about all the decommissioned shit, like the prototypes, and I thought that would have been an awesome avenue to go down, and they just left it. They're just like, oh yeah, there's super guys that can only be killed by silver bullets, and that happened like for 5 seconds.
Well, that's why he said like there's like vampires and werewolves.
Yeah, and I think that's interesting. Like all the decommissioned beta programs, where they're just like, this shit doesn't even make any sense.
You know that actually did come into play in the video game. Because the video game was on a concurrent storyline.
The animation shit, too. Well, video games, just because they need, like, shit to put in there that's not the characters.
Fucking werewolves in there.
But, the animated stuff had kind of a cool thing. There was, by the guy who did, Black and White, had something where there was a warehouse or something, like an empty building that these kids would play in that was, like, a glitch. And so the physics didn't work right there.
Yeah, they'd float and fly around.
They'd jump off the building and hang like two inches above the ground, and then their noses would bleed and shit.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that
kind of stuff is cool, where you kind of tie it back to...
Yeah, like there's a flaw, or like the Matrix where they're like, yeah, everything tastes like chicken because we like fucked up the code.
Yeah, that's an interesting angle to take that.
Also, one of my favorite Simpsons ever is one of the Halloweens where they're like in magic school, and they're like turning stuff into frogs. Or turning people into frogs, but then Bart hasn't done his homework.
Right.
So this guy just sort of turns into like this half green frog mutant that he
can't stop. Yeah, because I'm talking about like, kill me! Yeah. Kill me!
That was so great. Yeah. I just want more of that. I don't know. I don't like how. It just seemed like they were borrowing from other movies. Like the guy, Zeus, whatever, just seemed like he was borrowed from the Merovingian.
David Bowie.
Yeah, he was like the Merovingian David Bowie. And then Flynn just was like, oh, let's have him play the dude in this.
I mean, look,
like,
you can boil it down to basically this much. Like, pretty much everything we do in life is like trying to get laid. And so then like every computer program is pretty much acting like they're trying to get laid too.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like, aren't they trying to like replicate? Don't they do things differently? What would, you know, what would their drive be? And it's not the same as a human.
Well, so I know that I keep bringing back the first one. And the first one, they were real programs with specific tasks. Like Tron was a security program.
Yeah.
And they had these old guys that were like sort of gatekeepers. Mm-hmm. And so it made a little more sense in a world where, without internet, where it's like there's not as much specific programs anymore. So as a fan of the first one, I thought they did a really good job of just sort of continuing that world, even though it doesn't make nearly as much sense in 2010 as it did in 1980, even though it still made no sense in 1980.
But, I mean, they halfway did it, where the girls in white who strip him naked to put on his Tron clothes, mm-hmm. I like that they went back in their sarcophaguses and just shut down. Yeah. I thought that was cool. And then they brought him back later. It's like, this is your only purpose, is to show up, look sexy, stomp forward, and take people's clothes off.
Yeah.
And then go back in your hole and sleep.
That was the problem. They had a lot of really specific programs. They're like, okay, well, Clue builds the perfect world, and Tron fights people, and these girls take a guy's clothes off. Oh, and this guy runs a bar and makes jokes and dresses like David Bowie. And you're like, wait, what?
But
go
then,
back.
And then there's the sleeping. And they all kind of sleep in their Tron clothes. And I'm just, either leave that out or...
So it was Hercules, right? Not Zeus?
It was Zeus.
No, Zeus.
Was it Zeus?
Yeah. Yeah,
it was Zeus. Hercules.
And even in the...
sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely Zeus. And I think it was spelled Z-U-S-E, as I saw like on Wikipedia.
That's so lame.
So lame.
Hercules.
Got to spell it computer style, you guys.
Hercules.
Super lead.
Are we done with Tron? Do we have anything else?
Hacksawing.
I mean, but the fact that I have this much to complain about means it was a good enough movie that... It left me unfulfilled in areas.
I walked out of there like, yeah, that was pretty good.
If you drunkards have IMAX in your drunk town, I would recommend an IMAX. Despite the,
I'd go for 3D, but not for IMAX.
Oh, how could you not go for IMAX? Just
IMAX
don't sit
is
in the front row.
No. IMAX. There's a cluster of 20 seats. The fact that I get there an hour and a half early with a huge group of people and still sit in the second fucking row.
Ugh, what the fuck did you do for that hour and a half?
That's like living in a cave, man. Every movie theater should have reserved seats. Like Kabuki.
We have to one more thing. We have to talk about is me and Brendan. We went to the press screening, right? And so, like, this is the most crowded press screening we've been to, and it was, like, you know, tightly controlled, blah, blah, blah. And they're searching everyone, and they're giving us numbers and making us, like, give them any electronic devices, like cell phone, laptop, whatever. We have to give it to them, and we get a number.
Did you throw a Prisoner reference in there, Brendan? Did you shout? Did you shout for the people?
Oh, man, I should have totally done
it. I would have.
I am not a number. I'm a free man.
You are number two.
Yeah.
You are number two.
Tron is people. No,
Tron is people.
Who does number two work for?
I like that.
Tron is people.
So we get a numbers like a coat check, right?
Number one.
We get numbers like a coat check, right? And so we go back to like turn in the numbers, and there's this giant crowd of people like standing around the guys, and it's just like theater employees. They're obviously not guys that have worked at a coat check or like are
they
competent.
They don't have the skills to work at
they
a coat check. Exchange number or
not.
Coat.
So we all are like. We're holding our freaking numbers, like trying to get our cell phones back, and the guys running this check are just like yelling out numbers. So like we'll run up,
boom right here, motherfucker.
And it's like 300 people,
83, and 97, 103,
and I'm just shoving them in my purse.
That's exactly how it was. So I'd be at the front being like, "Do you have 62? Do you have 62?" And the guy would be look behind him in this giant pile of paper bags and be like, "I have 27." Anybody 27? 27, and there'll be like a guy standing in front of him that like taps him and is like, "Do you have 63?" And then he'll tell his buddy, "Do you guys have 63? Do you guys have 63?" It's like, "No, I got 57. Anybody got 57?"
You're also forgetting the worst part. It took forever because, hey, first of all, every single phone was put into like a brown paper bag. Any phone, so you can take your cell phone. And meanwhile, Ben and I saw the Black Swan press screening, and I took my laptop in. I came straight from work. I took my laptop in. This one, I had to leave my laptop and put my phone in a bag. So they were so paranoid about it. But I'm at the front of the line. I'm like ready. I got my number, and this guy's like 89, 89, 89. Does anybody have 89? And he's just yelling, 89! And then everyone's just standing there, like, staring at him blankly.
Like, is this really how this is going to work?
Yeah, this goes on for, like, 5 minutes. 89! I got 89! And then someone's like, is that 68? I have 68. And he's like, 68! It was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So basically, you know, you just stood there until you're... Then we got 300 numbers to go through. We're going to go through at random, and then like by at random, someone might grab them and yell, over there, I can see 74. That's me. I'm 74. That's right. It's right there. It's right there. No, no, to the left. No, no, to the, no, 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 behind that one. Behind, no, no, the green backpack. And then like, and then by process of elimination, it eventually.
Yeah. 4 minutes later, they got the one dude's cell phone and backpack.
It was just like a horrible Soviet breadline with no rhyme or reason.
Yeah, those.
You should have had your Soviet nipple hat.
Yes,
keep you warm.
Any sort of press screening is always run by like interns that get to see the movie for free. Just even Black Swan. Brendan and I got there a little bit late, and we like finally got into the theater, and they were just overwhelmed with people basically yelling at them, like,
yeah.
I'm on the list. I want to get in too.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, they didn't know what to
and
do.
It makes and me finally, look like I, a, it makes I, me look like a complete dick because there's always like a huge line, and I don't know where they find these people, whether like who these people are that are coming to the screenings, like some people that they told about a free screening.
They've adopted them. They've lived at the theater their whole lives.
So they're always orphans. Feral children.
Yeah. Always show up to these things that are
feral
like
feral movie child
that are like a line of like 100 people.
I love the Citron.
My daddy's American Beauty.
So I always show up to these screenings that are like 100 people long, and like a few times I've waited in the back of the line, and then like as I get up to the front, they're like, "We're only gonna let like 12 more in," and then I go, "Oh, do you guys have a press list?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, you don't have to wait in this line."
No, that's exactly what happened with Black Swan, and I was like, "Oh man, this is a really long line," and then like everyone was like scrambling for tickets, and then. I think Ben was like, wait, if we're on the list, maybe we should just go talk to that lady with the clipboard. And then we're like, hey, we're on the list. And then she just like waves us in. She didn't even like check to see.
So then it makes you feel like a dick when there's a big line and you go to the front and you're like, is there a press list? And they're like, you're in the press line. And then everyone's like, oh, look at this guy. I think she's hot shit.
Who are the people who go to a press screening but aren't part of the press? Who the fuck those guys?
There's like extra tickets.
I don't get it. Yeah. So they, I don't know who... I assume people are on mailing lists, just like, you know, any sort of emailing list from whatever.
And they don't have to fight each other or anything.
Well, no, they live in the theater.
Oh, all right.
They live underneath
can
the theater.
Can I get that again, Brendan?
Papa said I could come see Tron.
That's hey, there's some stale popcorn under the seat.
I had to replace my teeth with kernels because all I eat is Milky Ways.
Yeah.
I found milk duds. We can live like kids. Last week I found a milk dud under my seat.
All right, I got to call Olindi so we can get this fighter action.
Papa said I could go see the fighter.
Is she going to get us in?
Not you.
You guys all saw
not
it?
Not you.
But you guys all saw it?
Not me.
But just Ben and Vince?
I didn't see it.
It's just Vince.
Pretty much.
Hello?
Hello?
Whoa.
What?
Not you.
Not you.
Not you.
Not you.
Not you. No, we didn't put the video on, should I?
Yes.
Okay, not you. Sorry.
It helps me follow along.
Not you.
She's got her shirt off. Tommy.
Woo!
I see myself.
Tommy, check it out. It's like Girls Gone Wild.
You really see me? What do I look like?
No, all I see is myself.
You look like Vince. It's horrible.
I see Vince.
I don't want to see myself.
I look really pretty today.
Where's the thing? I can't.
Never mind. It doesn't matter.
You have to press the video button.
You got
to
switch it. You got to switch it. Press the button.
I have to press a button?
Hey, Tommy, ask her what she's wearing.
Hey, Glonesy.
Oh.
There we go. Glonesy, put the video on, Glonesy.
Oh, great.
Do you see me drinking my fluorescent highlighter fluid?
Do you know how drunk I am? Because I've been drinking hours. Well, get ready.
He almost made me spit take. Hey, did any of you guys want to listen to a German or a British man with a speech impediment read Lindy's Sex in the City review?
Yes.
Please.
All right, let's do it.
Here's my friend.
We've been thinking it for two long years. All of us. Gnawing our cheeks at night, clutching at sweaty sheets, our face hollow and grey. Our once bright eyes dimmed by the pain of too many questions. Sometimes we cry out en masse to faceless God and a cold indifferent universe that holds its secrets closed. What wraps the death rattle of our collective sanity? What is the lubrication level of Samantha Jones's 52-year-old vagina? Has he... change of life dulled its sparkle. Do its aged and withered depths finally chafe from the endless pounding, cruel phallic pendants demanded by emotional barren sexual compulsive from which it hangs? If I do not receive an update on the deep grey caverns of Jones, I will surely die. Please don't die, the answer is fine. Samantha's vagina is fine. She rubs jams on it, okay? She takes 48 vaginal vitamins a day. It accepts unlimited male penises with the greatest of each. Now let's just never speak of it again.
Can I get that guy to read my eulogy?
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
So hold on. I think he might have a speech impediment, but it could also just be... a really provincial, like backwater English accent, or like maybe even Welsh, combined with him being really drunk.
No, no. If you saw him, did you see the video of him?
No.
No, he's trying to talk.
I'm sitting across the table from Vince, yeah. So I can't see it.
Well, he's doing his damnedest to talk.
He kind of looks like Droopy Dog with a goatee, and he's got that like. He's definitely got like some sort of soft palate issue. Where he's
got the vitamins. My question is always, why do these people put themselves on YouTube? I just don't get it.
My favorite thing about that guy is that he clearly has a regular thing on YouTube, and his YouTube name is Bossman 103, and then his YouTube show is called Bossman 103 Discusses with two exclamation points.
Well, it's easy to remember.
It's snappy. Clearly. It's good. He's got a flair for showbiz.
It starts and it's got like a professional looking countdown thing with like music and everything. And then he gets on. He's like, "Hello, I'm boss man, and I want to read the sex."
Yeah, you know, you're a cultural hawk, is what you are, Vince.
She sent it to me.
The adorable little miser up leg. You're like, you're the weak one. You feed my babies.
It's so sad because he probably thinks YouTube is the best thing that ever happened to him, and in reality, YouTube is the worst thing that ever happened to him.
Yeah.
Although, look at someone like Sex Man.
It's true.
Yeah,
Sex Man. Yeah. At 50 Cent.
Is Sex Man? Is he still? Yeah.
Oh.
Can you believe we put this shit out?
Can you believe other people listen?
Even if we didn't, I think I'd still sit around talking into a microphone.
Yeah.
It makes you feel so important.
I have the floor!
Even when we're not recording, we sit around here talking to the microphones. I'm not joking.
Give Brendan the conch.
Yeah. We really do. Like, before we get here and we're like, before we start recording, and we're actually all sitting around talking to the microphones. It's ridiculous. I don't know why.
Times that you've been had me on, sometimes I say my best material, and then you're like, all right, now we're going to start. And I'm like, you guys.
That's why.
Well, we learn from those mistakes.
Check every time.
That's why we have to let you in on the Frotcast in joke, which is save it for the Frotcast.
Yeah,
that's a good joke.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, you got pumped.
I got tons of them.
I didn't know this was like the major leagues of joke telling.
Oh, it is.
It is. Oh, yeah. Waka waka.
Might even be the All Star game.
I know. All right. What are we doing?
We're talking about the fighter.
About that British guy that loves me?
Oh, no. Well, yeah.
Glonesy, did you see the fighter?
We're going to talk about the fighter. unless your sister comes.
You lace curtain Irish Catholic motherfuckers.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Good.
You?
Good talk. Good talk.
Not you and not you.
Well, yeah. Lindy, thank you for coming on.
All right. Thanks for having me. Yeah. That was good.
Take care. Bye-bye now. Good to see you.
Did you like? I think my favorite part was his crazy Irish sisters.
Oh my god, they were amazing!
Where'd they find all those extras?
Right,
Vince, have you reviewed this?
I think these are Mark Wahlberg's actual sisters.
Have you reviewed this already on Film Drunk?
Not yet, okay. But it came out over the weekend.
It probably came up during Thanksgiving. Like, hey, I'm serious. I want you to be in my movie.
Yeah.
Not you. Not you, but you. Yeah.
Points at his two ugly sisters. Not you. Not you. I'm talking about you and you.
Both the two ugly sisters didn't make it because they've got to be really fucking ugly. There were some ugly sisters. And that's sounded mean. There were some ugly sisters is what I'm saying.
Yeah, there were. They were really, really. They really played the part of trashy sisters well. Let's put it that way.
So Vince,
they were great.
Vince, thumbs up from you.
I liked it a lot. The only real problem I had was that the boxing looked very fake. But I don't think they've quite solved the whole making boxing look real.
The Rocky problem where someone like has a full haymaker and someone just takes like 50 haymakers to the face and doesn't get knocked out?
The haymaker.
It's like a very wide punch. Like you just wind up and you. It's not.
It's like Popeye.
It's not a technical punch where you.
That doesn't seem like a great move in boxing. If you do, the Popeye wind up, really, and you actually say "Why I oughta" or whatever.
Exactly. Yes. It's more for showing off in the middle of the fight.
Like that Lindy called it the hate maker.
Yeah.
I did not call the hate maker.
Different, much better punch.
Because that's a punch I would throw.
Yeah. Well, or even like the jabs that just snap someone's head completely back.
It's just you can tell it's fake. It's like half of it is like Marky Mark. Will be like covering up, and it's one of those things where, like he'll cover up and get hit with 20 punches, and then all of a sudden, like, the reversal happens, and then it'll come back and hit the... It'll be like that one punch that is so symbolic, and, you know, it's not...
Well, it looks exactly like all the other punches. Like, yeah, he just got hit, like, 800 times, and then they're like, you can't give up Irish... the what is it called? Mickey Irish... Well,
Irish Mickey Ward.
Irish Mickey Ward. And they're like, don't give up, Irish guy. And then he goes back and he does the...
You gotta
like,
beat them jockeys, Mickey.
Guy. And then he punches him and then the guy falls down. And he's like, I win. What are you drinking? What is that? What are you drinking?
It's a cranberry lemonade Four Loko.
Is it really Four Loko?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that.
Also, I peed in it while he wasn't looking.
I stockpiled them before they went illegal.
It's homemade Four Loko. He takes motor oil. he takes the felt from three pink highlighters and just mixes it up.
I learned it from watching Over the Top, okay?
Yeah, with Mike Hawk.
Yeah.
Wait, where did you find it? Isn't it outlawed?
I bought a bunch and I still have some.
Is it outlawed in Washington?
Yeah, it's outlawed everywhere, but I bought a bunch. Well, it's not outlawed everywhere, but... they stopped making it, so it's, you know, de facto outlawed everywhere. But I basically bought some and I stockpiled it. Wasn't that a good story?
Lindy, good job. Lindy, your opinion of The Fighter.
I give it a 10.
Really?
Out of whatever you want. Oh, I liked it.
Out of 12?
I liked
15?
It. 15? I gave it a 10 out of 8.
Wait, Arthur, is 10 the one that fucking comes after 2?
Here's my main issue with The Fighter. Here's my main issue.
Go. Too much fighting.
Why do all those poor people have HBO? It drives me crazy. There's this, like, HBO documentary, and then all of Massachusetts is like, oh, like, you guys say it in the accent. Say, like, oh, we got to watch HBO.
Hey, Tommy, HBO is on the TV.
Glonesy, get in here.
Get your sister over here.
Like, I mean, listen, exactly.
Hey,
like,
Tommy, your cousin Mickey, he got a hookup at the cable place.
I grew up, like, I would say upper middle class. We didn't have fucking HBO, and all these people are like, I work at the garment factory, or whatever. Or they don't even have jobs, or whatever. You know,
my cousin.
They gather around their fucking tiny 1.5-inch TV, and they watch HBO, you fucking dick.
You know, my cousin works at Time Warner, Tommy.
You know how you make it work is you just don't pay child support.
That's my problem.
Go ahead, Brett. Sorry.
I'm done. Stop all over.
Child support
Five people is too many.
Here's a kitty gift.
Oh, it's not moving.
How does it get in here?
It's not moving.
Sure it is.
Oh.
Anyway, it bothered me.
Yeah. I was bothered as well.
I don't know how to do this accent. How do I do it? Give me an instructional video.
Just watch a lot of... Watch the Marky Mark workout video at least 65 times.
No, I'm not. Why would I watch that when I have The Grind starring Eric Nies?
Pow!
That's true. I feel like I saw someone from The Grind at a place in the last year. But
how would
I can't
you see
remember.
Someone from The Grind?
Jack in the Box?
What does that even mean?
What do you mean, someone from The Grind?
Like, I was.
You know that one girl with the ass that used to shake it? That girl.
That girl
I saw her.
Yeah.
Like, I was
still
somewhere.
Got it. She still got it. Yeah.
Like, I was somewhere, and there was a person from The Grind, and I said, hey, there's that person from The Grind, and then I forgot about it forever.
Eric Nies is the only person from The Grind.
It could have been him.
He is the only person.
But you can't remember?
Except for, like, the skank jamboree in the background.
Hey, were you on The Grind? No, not you. Not you.
You!
You!
My favorite line was, I potty hard.
Yeah.
Wait, was the first line really like Laramie said? Was it, hey, boo, where'd you park the car?
Yeah, pretty much. Or yeah. No, it was them on the
it
street.
It wasn't the
crew.
First line, but.
It was close to the.
You know. I wrote it down.
Did you?
Where'd you fucking park the car?
Do you take notes during these movies?
Yeah, I wrote down that in, like, phonetically so that I could use it later.
That's good. Did you. It's always great when I talk about movies that Brett and Brendan haven't seen because they just sit across the table from me and they play grab ass the whole time.
I swear to God I will turn this podcast around. He literally took our iPhone and threw it across the room.
Well, because you were talking about...
Who are there?
You were talking about gifts.
We were looking at cat gifts.
That
fuck
nobody
yourself.
Else could see.
Yeah. Oh, is it worse than seeing a movie that we didn't get to go to? Because you're a press corps.
Yeah.
Press corps.
I am.
Press corps.
Yeah.
A lot of perks.
I'm just saying.
How about I press my dick and balls against some glass so you can check it out? How about that? That's what
I'm just saying.
About
you complain about there being too many people on the broadcast, and then you just you can't take turns and talk.
We weren't even talking.
Yeah, I was remedying the situation. I was letting you guys have a nice civilized conversation while I looked at a cat move one paw and then the other.
Well,
one
if you could do that without talking the into the microphone.
One paw, then the other.
Semantics.
You admit it. It's adorable.
You guys sicken me.
I had a house full of friends who were sitting around drinking. They were like, we want to listen to you do the thing. And they all just filed
They're
out.
Probably so bored right now.
Yeah, they were like, we're going to the bar. They told me in sign language. And I was like, okay, I'll be there when I'm done.
I'm sorry. So I ruined your night is what
you're telling
me.
Your friends are deaf?
Yeah, totally. No, you didn't ruin my night. They were dicks. They came over and they ate all my cookies and they drank all my beer and then they left because they didn't want to listen to me talk into a computer for an hour.
Hey, Tommy, I'm talking into the computer over here.
I'm a computer.
Oh, how great were those sisters? And the mom, I mean, to really talk about a movie or whatever, the mom was great.
Yeah.
It was a good movie. The story, there was a story, and the acting was good.
What would you call that haircut? The one sister has like a crown of hair. It comes up about like 4 inches from her head, like it's hairsprayed about 4 inches off of her head, and it turns into like this hair crown, and like you can see there's about 3 inches of roots, and then like 4 inches of bleached hair, and then it like turns into regular hair after.
Right,
that.
You call it like the Hoover Dam, or something, or the like.
It's the crown of porns.
See, I didn't kill my wife. Right? Or whatever?
Yeah.
From The Fugitive? That's the only famous damn thing I can think of. I don't know. I'm pretty drunk, you guys. I'm sorry. I'm not doing great here with the...
Thinking laterally.
It was
tonight.
Not me. It was the one-armed man.
No, we're...
They call that hairdo the one-armed man. Trust me, I'm a girl. I know about hairdos.
I believe
it's
you.
Called the one-armed hairdresser.
Well, now... Hey-o. We just...
Oh!
Jokes and Brendan,
jokes
too.
And jokes and...
Jokes.
We just thought of a future...
Jokes.
Themed episode, damn movies.
Oh yeah, okay.
I mean, there's Wolverine 2.
Yeah, the X.
There's the Warrior's Way, ninjas.
Wolverine 2.
Wolverine, sorry, not Wolverine 2.
Where are you?
Sorry. I found my spirit animal in Four Loko.
Is it a Wolverine?
How about Planet of the Apes?
Wait, what?
Planet of the Apes?
Is it the damn dirty apes?
Yeah.
Get
your hands off me, you damn dirty apes.
God, fuck yourself, Brendan.
Your puns make me
what
sad.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, I'm sitting here talking to a microphone, first of all, with a bunch of dickheads.
No, I like damn dirty apes. That's funny.
See? Change your tune.
Lindy, did you see any
Genius
other movies?
Has never understood its own time.
Any other movies this week?
No.
That's good.
I'm really busy.
Pretty busy
with my day job as a full-time film critic, so I don't really have time to see movies.
Fair enough.
Let's see, what did I see? I haven't seen Tron. I haven't seen what else is it? What else exists? I haven't seen Gulliver's Travels.
Gulliver's.
Although I did see that billboard that's just like a picture of Jack Black's penis. You seen that?
That's the director's cut.
Is that?
Get it?
It's just like
get
his
it?
Dick. Well, cut. No, it's like he's sitting spread eagled, and then the you breast. Just look at his dick, and then there's like tiny islanders
paw,
climbing all over it.
One paw, then the other.
I don't know. No, no one's seen this?
No. I would,
that's
but
like an up,
again,
it's like
again,
an up
Brett.
Skirt.
Yeah, this is not like a party where you can have side conversations. I don't know if you understand the concept.
We're holding the microphone kind of far away from
you. Yes, thanks for that.
I would really appreciate it if Brett could respect me as a person.
Yeah, I wish he would too.
Good luck with that.
He doesn't respect anybody.
He doesn't respect anything.
He laughs into the microphone.
No, I say.
A woman with needs, Brett.
He don't respect anything. That's why I never shake his hand.
Not you.
What's that from? Anybody? Anybody?
It's the one where Johnny Depp gets his
Training
Day.
Cut out. You guys are all wrong. I hate myself. So wait, I'm behind on the Jack Black's penis. Where are we going with that?
Oh, it's not important. It's not interesting. I was trying to.
In that
poster where he's tied down, like he's like spread eagle, and you're looking up towards his crotch.
Up his sweat shorts.
Ah, yes, because he's
wait, groin,
so yeah, because he's got his
is
groin.
Is this supposed to be a funny Gulliver's Travels? I assume so. If it's Jack Black, so is there a scene when he urinates on all these little villagers? Because that, or better yet, a giant steaming dump on all of the little villagers.
I think it would be funny if one of them crawled up his pee hole.
That was, I like that.
That's comedic gold right there.
With like a canoe. All right, time out. I have a bit.
Canoe.
On the fly.
Wow, improv bit.
No, we've already done a little bit on this before, but we're going to involve Lindy now. So, you know, Alan Loeb is writing a movie about how Kevin James is going to save the rec center by fighting MMA.
She did not know that.
Yeah.
And so we feel like we can predict certain scenes that are going to happen in this movie. So
I'm on the podcast, and I didn't know that. Did we do this already?
Yeah. We did this already.
You had the gold line of winner by Farlock.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I do remember that.
So we're thinking we're thinking at some point.
I like that.
We're thinking at some point he's going to beat a guy by farting.
Yeah.
And then there's another one where he's going to just put his smelly armpit in the guy's face.
Yeah.
And the guy's going to tap.
Yeah, and then the ref is going to be confused.
Winner by armpit decision.
I think the tentative title is Mixed Martial Farts.
Yeah.
I thought it was Paul Blart Mall Crow Cop.
Yeah, no, that's what it was.
That's good too.
You know what
Ben
really
remembers my lines more than I do.
As a whole, is if we just abolish rec centers overall.
You can't. The problem with rec centers is every time you try and abolish them, some jackass comes along and saves them.
Yeah.
With dancing or martial
arts.
Right
there, you got your bulldozer all ready to go, and then all of a sudden, the raccoons team up and they throw coffee on Brendan Fraser's crotch, and then.
I'm probably not allowed to talk about this, but whatever. I have a friend that was at Kevin James's wedding, and instead of catering, for the catering, he just had like a trough of McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
It's totally true.
Wow. That's
no way.
Pretty rad.
I thought the sad fat guy thing was just like a shtick that he did. Like, I'm a fat guy dancing. Look at this. I'm going to ride this into my grave.
My favorite snack. I want it on my happiest day. When I marry this whoever, I don't want to talk. I shouldn't talk about it.
Yes, you should. Yes, you should.
Now you have to talk about it.
Lady that loves me.
Have another gin and tonic.
So are we guessing scenes from Gulliver's Travels now?
I'm kind of into talking about Kevin James' wedding now.
I think there's also a scene in the Paul Blart Mall Crow Cop where he's like doing sit-ups, and like as he sits up, he's kind of going off screen a little bit, and then he comes back, he's got like food in his hand or in his mouth or something.
Yeah, or no,
like
no.
Like a sandwich.
So he's got like a... Yeah, no, like a turkey leg.
Yeah, yeah.
Like stapled to the edge of the table, and he's sitting out.
Oh, yeah, and that's his goal. That's like his carrot on a stick.
Yeah, or he's got his daughter. She's holding his feet, but she's got like a hot dog, and she's holding it for him. And every time
in her mouth, that's dirty.
Whoa, you take it. Whoa,
well, fish you're holding it.
You just went mad Freud on this one.
Can we include father fucking in every podcast? Can that just be our thing?
We did do a long segment on
no,
father
if she's holding his did. Feet with her hands, there's nowhere for her to hold unless she puts it between her daughter tits. There's wow. nowhere for her to hold his fucking yeah.
Wow, she almost made me do a spit take.
Yeah, then he like runs over his dad in a chariot.
Yeah, I like where this is going. Yeah, she
honey,
can hold
him. Has like a salt lick, but it's like frozen gravy. Honey, a cube. Put that so every time he sits up, he licks it.
Yeah. He's like a deer. He's like a deer now with a gravy salt lick.
Or he's punching.
I like it.
He's punching big slabs of meat like in Rocky, and then the next scene he's barbecuing it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. That's pretty good.
I like that. Yeah. We'll go with that.
That'll definitely happen.
Why don't we just make this movie and be billionaires?
There's going to be a scene where he's...
Kevin James.
There's going to be a scene where he looks like he's riding a bike
Lindy,
and running.
Did you have Kevin James' number? We can make this happen.
I probably get it.
There's a scene where it looks like he's running or riding a bike, and then they pan down, and he's really like on an ice cream truck. Or,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Kevin, so, Kevin, let us rewrite the script. There's a trough of McDonald's cheeseburgers in it for you.
I feel like,
and that's a callback, not just an obvious joke.
A bald cap and play Kevin James. He's not bald, but probably he's bald, don't you think? Don't you think that hair is a sham?
Yeah.
It's the biggest scam in Hollywood.
I heard he's not even fat. He just has like a he just does
he just
like,
wears a Big Mama's House suit
all the time.
He's actually just Martin Lawrence in white.
It's quite possible.
That would be the greatest thing to ever happen to my life.
Yeah.
Would be him, like, one day it's like, revealed! Do-do-do-do-do-do-do! Martin Lawrence has been playing Kevin James this whole time. The ruse has been on us.
And I duped.
like a bunch of rubes.
And it all would have worked out fine without you meddling kids.
Why did he pull
the fat suit off of
Martin Lawrence.
Why did
God damn, now I'm going to go smoke some crack and run down La Cienega.
Cienega. La Cienega.
I hate L.A.
Speaking of third-hand rumors about celebrities, one of my friend's dads was a cameraman, and the thing about Martin Lawrence is that I guess when he walks around on set, like he has this superstition about not stepping over wires. And of course, like, you know, on a film set, there's just like cables everywhere. So there has to be like two PAs that like walk around and like hold, like lift every wire up so we can like go underneath it instead of stepping over it.
That's awesome. That's like the Dave Chappelle sketch where he's P. Diddy and he has the guy just carry him around like
yeah.
Well, there's the like one where he's on the couch and they just pick him up and take him off the couch. Yeah. They take the whole couch out of the room.
I read this article. This guy was hanging out with Ludacris. And one of the things that Ludacris made him do was like get like a bunch of buckets of fried chicken and sprinkle fried chicken wherever he walked.
Shut up.
I swear to God, that
happened. You're so racist.
Yeah, I didn't make this up.
Vince, you're so racist.
No. Speaking of Ludacris.
That's not real.
No, that was like a Maxim article or some sort of article like that.
And he carved a woman out of watermelon and he fucked it. Like,
and got it pregnant and didn't pay any child support.
Yeah,
he just left it right away.
He gave birth to another watermelon and then he ate it. He ate his young like a hamster. No, he didn't.
Yeah, you're right. I made that up. You made that up. No, two podcasts ago, I was talking about how I wish that gay kids would get beat up by bullies, and so now I just made up the story. It's really a racist story about Ludacris. Next podcast, I'm going to talk about how much I hate the Chinese.
One of my coworkers, when they let the miners out, the Chilean miners, when they set them free, he was like, "You guys fucking promised me 3 months. What the fuck?" Because they let him out after like 6 weeks or something. Or maybe it was like they were supposed to be in there six months.
It was supposed to be much longer than it actually was.
And he was like, "What?" He was like, "That's fucking ripoff." Like, you told me those guys were going to be locked up down there for
a while. Your tickets, you expect to see some skin at some point. That was crazy prude.
They should have put a camera down there and then...
Well, they did. They had the camera down there and they're just all...
I know they had a camera, but...
It's dark.
They're all jerking each other off. It got weird.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch a Chilean miner masturbate into a camera.
I don't want to watch it.
Just for the record.
That's 127 hours, too.
Yeah.
In case anyone thought I was implying that.
No, that's that's the sequel to 127 hours. It's going to be really good.
It was The Descent.
Yeah.
I went in a cave.
Were there monsters?
No.
Can I say something?
No.
It's weird that you guys just brought up caves because I am drunk because I was out with my coworkers. Drinking with my coworkers earlier tonight, and one of my coworkers was like, "Oh, I just got back from Belize and I snorkeled in a cave." And I was like, "Don't fucking go in a cave." And he was like, "There was a skeleton of a Mayan sacrifice in there." And I was like, "First of all, the Belizean government put that there to trick you. But also, don't
like
go
a
in
Disneyland
a cave."
Ride.
She's swimming in a fish tank.
Nothing good ever came out of a cave ever. And then everyone got mad at me and they were like, "What about Batman? What about?" And I was like, "Batman came from a mansion, first of all, you dick. You didn't come out from a cave."
That would be an awesome mashup video, by the way, Bill Murray and Vince, "What About Batman?"
Vince, do not stop her ramble. That was amazing.
No, yeah, shut up. Also, you just reminded me that I went to high school with a girl whose grandpa wrote "What About Bob," and she was the heir to the "What About Bob" fortune.
Holy shit! I would high five her because that movie is amazing.
Jesus came out of a cave.
She's a lovely gal. I have to say, a lovely gal. What was I talking about? Caves.
Came out of a cave.
Is there any reason to go in a cave? Anything good ever come out of a cave?
Iron
Jesus.
Iron Man came out of a cave.
Jesus came out of a cave.
That's true. Allegedly.
I mean, he's a zombie. That's creepy. Dead Jesus came out of a cave.
Or maybe
real Jesus came out of a vagina, which I guess is like a cave.
God's vagina.
Yeah, that's a cave.
No.
Some mad God pussy.
No, it's not God's vagina. Don't you guys read your Bible?
Every night.
Now I was going to bring up.
I've never read the Bible.
Okay, first of all, two things. I don't know how you snorkel in a cave, because if it's an underwater cave, there's no air for the snorkel to go out of on the top. Like, it'd just be...
No.
You'd have
that's
your...
Not, that's not
you
true.
Can take you can a have breath. A, you can have a breath and cave. Then duck underneath the water.
You could have a half-full
well, you're not
cave.
Really snorkeling in the cave, are you? You're just diving down underwater to go
no,
in the cave.
No, you can have a half...
Diving, you're I'm up in a cave with the whole... Just, like, haven't you seen... Haven't you read that one Archie comic?
Oh, yeah, that one.
I don't even know no, where
wait,
this
wait,
is
wait.
Going.
Make her describe it.
Yes. Tell us where this is going.
Do go on in great detail. Yeah.
They swim
panel by
a
panel.
Hole in the ocean, and they come out in a cave, and it has, like, treasure in it.
There was a hole in the
Wasn't
ocean?
Wasn't that the Goonies?
Okay. And the Goonies. Isn't the Goonies just an adaptation of Archie?
Yeah, they both had a hole in the ocean that they swam through. And then there was skeletons.
What happened then?
Okay, so there was, I don't remember. There was like a villain, and he wanted the treasure, but then the Archie gang. Remember how there would be sometimes an Archie comic where they weren't having fun and eating hot dogs? They were having an adventure? Does no one remember this?
I don't think I've ever read an Archie comic.
I didn't even know those
then
were real
Jughead
things.
Got stood up at the malt shop and drove off in his jalopy.
Okay, no one ever stood up Jughead.
No, that was when the Jughead was pissed at his dad. He thought his dad only cared about the car, and then he, like, kicked the car, and then the car, like, flew out the garage, and it landed.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah, and then Bruce Willis was dead at the end.
Just fuck a cave. Don't go in a cave, you dicks, ever. Stay out of a cave.
No, that entire story sounded like the thing they used to have at Disneyland where it was, like, the submarine. You're like, oh, awesome, let's go in a submarine.
Captain
but then
Nemo.
It's, like, a shitty submarine where there's, like, no fish or anything, and, like, the closest thing they have that's cool is, like, a fake skeleton there, and you're like, oh, awesome.
What about the fake giant octopus?
Yeah, the whole ride was full of fish. Did they turn on the ride for you?
Squid,
just go down
right?
And sit in the submarine?
Oh, they were all there wasn't real fish in that one.
You just sat in the
His
submarine.
His dad took him to a real submarine.
Have at you, Ingrid.
Yeah, we're at Disneyland.
It's just a bathtub in a lake. Hold your breath, motherfucker.
Get in, man.
Aren't we supposed to be talking about Mark Wahlberg?
Dude.
Not you.
Dude, we left this whole movie review in our review.
Wow.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
We left
sorry.
It in our rear view.
review.
I was trying to combine rear view with review.
In our rear view, your rear view.
Rear review.
Keep trying.
Rear
view. No, keep going with that.
It's getting real weird around
You are
here.
Ruining my podcast.
I have bronchitis also.
Who, me?
Vince is ruining our
Vince
podcast.
Vince is ruining everyone's podcast.
I thought it... Oh, all right.
Yeah, Vince is.
You're doing a great job.
Now, you brought up...
Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
I brought up Ludacris, and you immediately went to Chilean miners, which I was very confused about.
No. I said that Ludacris fucks a woman made of watermelon and then eats his own young.
That's true.
So,
good point.
She said local crease.
Have any of you guys seen the trailer for No Strings Attached with Ashton Kutcher where Ludacris plays like his buddy and
no.
He's got like a sweater vest and like a plaid shirt and he's like, hey, I'm Ludacris. I want to give you some good advice, Ashton Kutcher.
No, I am. I'm barred from viewing those videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's,
remember when
he's
Ludacris was on Law & Order SVU as Ice-T's child man-child?
Was he? I didn't see that.
Yeah, he was
like, he a man-child like in the video where he had the big old head and but he was
yeah,
a baby?
He was wearing a diaper.
He was wearing a diaper?
Was, God, Ludacris has the best videos.
Yeah.
He was doing the cabbage patch or whatever. What's a dance that kids, chill babies do?
The Dougie.
The stanky leg.
oh, yeah, who's the racist one now, huh?
Yeah.
That's a dance.
What? What are you talking
it's a dance.
About?
That's a dance.
It's a dance.
No, she's
do.
Just
it's
making...
It's a dance that babies do.
She... Well, it's not babies.
It's a, you it's can't a noted see it. Baby dance.
You can't see it on the video, but she's in blackface. I can,
you can't see it on the video.
I'm the only one who can see the
There's
screen.
No video.
Not since Ted Danson yeah. have been so...
No,
offended.
No, Ludacris plays Ice-T's son, and I think he commits murder. Murder was the case or something, and then...
Murder was the
That's
case
Snoop
that they
Dogg.
Gave him.
That they gave him. That's I think Snoop murder Dogg. Is the case that they gave Ludacris.
Is Boo Boo about to have his baby?
And then,
I've never seen a full episode of Law and Order, but they did shoot an episode in my apartment in which my apartment played Pedophile's apartment.
What?
Really?
Is wrong with
Your
you?
Your Bickle-esque apartment.
Why have you not seen a full episode of SVU?
You never
it's
told
so
us that story.
Good.
Which one's that?
It's the rape
it's
one.
The one. It's the with one with fucking iced tea on it, you fucking dick.
I'm sorry. I didn't have
never
seen
it. Oh, I'm so mad.
It's the rapiest
sorry,
of the law.
I'm so sorry. I'm so belligerent now.
Tonight, I'm gonna watch an SVU while reading an Archie comic.
I didn't think
you have to catch up with me with my cultural references.
I didn't think Archie comics were a real thing.
You didn't?
No, I didn't think there was actually an Archie comic.
The thing about Archie comics is that there's so many of them that literally no one has any idea what I'm talking about. Because they put out like 75 a week. And
wait, it's a current thing?
I read one in the 80s that had something to do with a cave. And like, doesn't matter. It's not your fault. You could pretend that you were the biggest Archie fan ever and you would never have read it.
Is it about romance? Is it a romantic comedy?
Do they still make them?
Yeah. And now they're like, yo, Betty, text me when you're done vacuuming. Because Betty's all like, I'm domestic. And then Veronica's like, I'm going to Barney's to buy a, you know, what's a modern garment?
PlayStation 3.
I'm going to buy a...
Those shoes that Willow Smith wears that are like the Converse, but they go all the way up to her waist.
Totally. I'm going to buy
some wheelies.
Or Heelys.
Trousers.
Can we play a round of Brett's Out of Touch?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, no. Willow Smith has these. They're like Chuck Taylors, but they go like all the way. I think they might be like pants.
She's a whore, right?
Just run through like seven things that I have no idea are happening in pop culture right now. Go.
That's easy. That's anything.
Yeah. Well, I know, but I obviously don't know what they are.
Justin Bieber is one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating people.
Holy shit! Really?
As is Kate Middleton.
I don't know who that is.
That's the.
He's wearing the print.
Yes. I don't know which prince.
Don't you guys, haven't you guys been reading People's Sexiest Man Alive issue? One. They have a whole thing with the picture
British,
of the ring.
British prince?
And how William proposed.
I saw a picture of some guy
flashing. You should have me on every time
Zeta
to tell
Jones
you about women's
kids.
Things.
Was that real?
I'm just saying, because you're very out of touch.
It's true. Sorry, go ahead, Brendan.
Oh, I saw a picture of someone flashing Catherine Zeta-Jones and her kids, but I couldn't tell if it was real. Like, the pictures looked staged.
You didn't
see that? It was like an old, like, crusty bum. If it was real, it was fucking awesome. It was hilarious.
What was he doing?
He had his junk out of his
flash. I think you meant like a paparazzi flash.
No. He was like, had his junk out. But like, it looked a little too staged, and there was no context to it. It was on some like, someone like sent me a link, and it was on some like random website. It wasn't like accompanied by a story.
Yeah.
Wait, you're sure it wasn't Michael Douglas? Oh,
yes.
Hi.
Yeah. I think it might have been Kirk Douglas.
He's dead. It was his corpse that got his dick out.
No, he's just close to dying.
Remember Michael Douglas has to ride on a wheelie thing because he can't move because of his cancer?
Is he dead?
You just went from corpse with his dick out to just can't move because of his cancer?
Yeah.
Just left me in the dust back there. Vince, take care. Bye-bye now. Just go hang out on your jerk-off couch.
Yeah. So confused. No, Kirk Douglas had a stroke and he's like, no, he's got the Larry.
I thought he was dead.
Right. Remember when he tried to talk on that thing?
We're up to three. I didn't know about the Converse. I didn't know about
Kate Middleton.
Yeah, and I didn't know that Kirk Douglas was still alive.
Okay, all right.
All right, we need four more.
Let's see. What do we got?
Ben, what kind of music you listen to?
What's out right now? I don't know. I usually just buy singles and listen to them at the gym.
What single have you bought?
What have I bought recently? I got one of Kanye's new singles.
I have that CD. Boom! I'm in the loop.
Oh, you're looped in.
So this is our last broadcast before Christmas, and this is like the worst holiday present we're ever giving out.
Yeah. It's basically my dick in a box.
What are you talking about? I've been just nonstop golden nuggets.
Golden showers. Golden showers.
Cannot stop
it's
being.
They just come out. When I open my mouth. What? What are we talking about?
We're trying to come up with cultural references that Brett won't get. Although, before we go into that, I would like to go back quickly to the Kevin James cheeseburgers, McDonald's cheeseburgers at the wedding.
Wedding buffet?
Because, I mean, I don't know. There's something weird about that, yes. But what? I mean, you could make cheeseburgers. Why the trough?
There's something special to the McDonald's cheeseburger.
He's kicking ass. It's just like, what's up? I'm fat. Here's a trough full of cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
No, well, she didn't say that there was a diving board, and he jumped in.
No, it's like, a slip inside.
Spit out whole cheeseburgers.
It's not
Scrooge McDuck's gold coins.
It's not a pool. It's a slip inside. You go down the hill through the trough.
I see.
I mean, it's physics, Ben.
Yeah, well, I thought maybe you'd do a swan dive into them. They're pillowy.
Yeah, that would be pretty grand.
No, they lubricate the slip inside with McDonald's sweet and sour sauce,
Or individual packets of ketchup, just one by one.
And then they slide Kirk Douglas's corpse with his penis out down it.
back up.
Yeah. Well,
bums away.
And then they play Tron with his nuts.
Here comes my dead dad's dick. He's going to feed you a hot dog.
Sweet and sour.
Get out of the way, you old whippersnappers. Let me show you how it's done.
Then they play Tron with his nuts.
Is that not it?
I don't know.
Is that a Tron?
Wait, were you guys at that wedding? I thought I was telling that story.
We crashed it.
Tell us more about this wedding, please.
I wasn't there. My friend was there.
Oh, but you heard
it. Up. We're doing it.
I have a friend that knows Kevin James, and he was at Kevin James' wedding, and he said there was a trough of McDonald's cheeseburgers, and that's all I know. And that Kevin James' wife is very small.
All right. I have a prediction. I have a prediction about what happened at the wedding. I think when they're about to put the ring on, he did one of those like pull my finger things.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, hold on, everybody, hold on.
No, and they were like,
pull my finger.
They were like, does anyone here object? And then he was like, oh, me. And then he just farted.
Oh, never mind. I don't object. I just had to get that out.
Bro, anybody here has anything to say? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Like, hold on, I do.
He's like, hold on. I think someone has something.
And then just magically there was a record scratch over there.
Yeah.
they're cheap rented DJ.
Yeah.
All night. And now for our first dance, and then the record, and then the DJ scratches the record, and then Kevin James goes out there to young MC.
And he splits his pants. He totally splits his pants.
He had those tuxedo pants. He had those tailored to split.
Yeah.
At the right moment. Yeah.
And he's got like the red and white polka dot
boxers.
Shorts.
Yeah, definitely.
Man, this is by far the worst frock.
This is so bad. Should we just put this to bed?
What are you talking about? I thought I was feeling that this is my best.
No, Lindy, you did great. It was just like a lot of us dick slapping each other.
Last time I didn't even talk.
Yeah.
And I thought that I didn't really know why you had me back, because I was I was silent last time, so I thought I would get super drunk and then talk a bunch.
That's good. No, that was again my fault for just putting about 7 people on when I probably should.
We should.
Three.
What do you think? How many people do you think you can Skype in? Like 50?
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Well, see, I thought I could.
Do you remember the Bill? Brief
Bill, is that you? Bill? Bill, is that you?
Party lines. Do you remember party lines where you would just call a number and you're instantly connected with like, no, it was like a toll free. Yeah, and you're instantly connected with like 10 other people, but there was like too many people and there was like a million people talking.
It's a sex line.
No, this was when we were like, you know, we were like 10 years old.
No, you called up a sex line.
It was called Dial-a-Spaz. You don't remember that? You just call up and you'd be connected with like 10 other people and everyone is just like talking at each other.
Do you guys all have your dicks out right now?
Yeah.
I can't see you below the waist. I don't know.
Yeah, we're like Kirk Douglasing right now. So hard.
Hey, if anything that comes out of this broadcast is that we made a new verb.
Just Kirk Douglasing.
Kirk Douglasing.
Which is what? Which is you're paralyzed from the waist down, but your dick is flopping around?
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Maybe, that's right. Maybe covered in sweet and sour, maybe not.
This guy on the subway depends got arrested context. For Kirk Douglasing.
Yeah.
I finished
and
all
you
my
just
water.
Slide, you have nothing. You can't do anything about it. You're just like.
All right. Well, this was constructive.
It was.
I think people can take away from this that they should probably go see The Wrestler over the Christmas holiday with their families.
This is the best fighter review that I've ever done.
Oh, I said The Wrestler.
I kind of want to just make
it hard to find The Wrestler in theaters, but if you can, go see it.
I kind of want to
see it with Kirk Douglas.
Just take this to its extreme. Let's just make this a 6-hour broadcast.
At this point,
it doesn't matter.
We'll all just tell stories that don't make any sense.
Who's got a story? Who's got a Kirk Douglas story?
By the way, Vince, since we're professional film critics, I just want to say how great is it when they do the reveal that the fucking documentary is about crack addiction. And then you're like, oh.
Oh, did you, was that a reveal? Because I don't know.
Oh, he's on like intervention.
I still thought it was super satisfying when they're finally like, oh, yeah, well, by the way, it's about crack.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that was a case of me knowing too much going in because like I'd actually seen that like High on Crack Street documentary that Dickie Eklund was on before.
Did you just wreck that movie for me?
I don't know.
Yeah, don't give it away that what he's movie? Fucking on crack.
He was on intervention the whole time?
Oh, I just wrecked it for you now. Boom.
You wrecked a movie I'm not going to see. Bummer. Oh. You're not going to see that? Why?
The fighter?
You're not going to see it? Not you?
Not me. Not you.
Not you?
It's good.
Well, here's what's going to happen.
I want to talk about it more.
I'm going to see True Grit.
Don't you feel like it's stupid how it feels like everything's going to be horrible, and then at the end they're like, he's like, no, it's my life. And then literally all the villains of the movie are like, oh, sorry. My bad. No, it's never mind.
Not you.
And then everything's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm conflicted because one of the things I liked about the movie was that there wasn't a fake villain. Like they didn't crowbar a fake villain in there. It was, you know, like everybody was real people. Like usually when they do a movie about a crackhead, it's like, oh, well, Dickie's a fuck up crackhead and he's never going to be anything and you got to stay away from him. And like this, it was like, hey, you know, it's quite possible that even though the guy's a crackhead, he might have a good idea every once in a while.
Was he the crackhead?
Oh, yeah,
or was
I mean, I like that too.
Bale was the crackhead?
Yeah.
It's just like the fact that at the very end, they're like, he's like, no, mom, I'm in charge. And then she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I don't think that's how
I didn't know.
I didn't even see
it. And then
it.
It's like, oh, everything's fine.
I didn't even see it. I don't think that's how he said it. I think he said, hey, mom, you're not in charge and not you.
It's my career. It's not yours. It's not yours and it's not yours. It's not yours and it's not yours.
Get that through your head. Yeah. All right. Say hi to your mother for me.
Yeah, okay. The conflicts did melt away like amazingly fast at the end.
Oh, also, has anyone done some sort of YouTube mashup or whatever where it's like David O. Russell versus Christian Bale since they both had those legendary meltdowns where they screamed at people?
Yeah, you'd think they would.
I'm new, Brendan.
Probably did. I mean, I'm not going
to
do it.
When I saw David O. Russell's, I have to admit, I'm pretty sure that was Lily Tomlin's fault.
Who's David O. Russell?
She seemed cunty. I don't know.
She did seem cunty. Like she was complaining. She's like, I can't do the line and then pick up a soda while I'm saying the line. That's ridiculous.
I sided with Christian Bale on his too, by the way. It was like, get the fuck out of the shot if he's trying to do his acting job.
Well, I think
whatever.
His was that he was just going on and on and on at a guy who's like...
Who's David O. Russell?
It always makes you feel... he did I Heart Huckabees. He did Three Kings. He did... what else?
What was he so mad about?
He was yelling at Lily Tomlin on the set of I Heart Huckabees.
Who's like, Lily Tomlin? That's six.
You. Jesus Christ. I can't explain the world to you, Brett. At a certain point, you just have to, you know, there's certain assumptions, like gravity, Lily Tomlin. What do you want from me? She's a veteran comedian. She was on Laughing. She's fucking...
She sat in the big chair and she talked like a baby.
Wow, that sounds
true.
Like gold right there.
Yeah, it's comedic gold.
You're not familiar with that?
No, David.
Yeah, then she would go.
I always liked David O. Russell. One of my problems with The Fighter is like I always loved that David O. Russell has like, you know, he's very much like a weird filmmaker. All his movies have a certain weirdness about them. Did you ever see Three Kings or I Heart Huckabees?
I liked them both.
Sure, yeah,
exactly. And they're both pretty weird.
Yeah.
And The Fighter is not really weird at all. It's
weird?
I mean, not
like the
really.
Seven fucking sisters.
But they were
just
like
a seven-headed dragon. Of fucking...
I thought they were awesome, quirky. I didn't find them
like a Hydra
like, weird, particularly.
Well, that's what I wrote in my review, by the way, is that they were like the Hydra of Northern Massachusetts.
Oh, you must be professional.
Yeah. I'm a professional film reviewer. I don't know if you've heard of me, but I have fans in England. So
you know what would have been awesome is if we got to this discussion about the movie before we did that whole like 45-minute digression about
Archie Comics
and Archie Comics and Ludacris's penis.
Wait, why would the government of Belize hide a skeleton for that?
Because that's what they want you to believe, man.
No, Belize. They want you to believe that.
And Lil Jon. And the premise of the song is that Ludacris is at the club, and then all of a sudden, or no, it's Usher. Oh.
I wasn't going to bring this up, but. Now that you mention it, there was an entire story in Olivia Munn's book dedicated to the fact that she saw little John one time, and she's like, "What?" And she recounts this entire conversation, and he's like, "You don't know who I am, do you?" And she goes, "You're little Wayne," and he's like, "I'm little John," and then she's like, "And I was so embarrassed," and that's like the entire story.
Is this the first four-hour Frotcast that we've done?
I think so. We're pushing it.
Hold on. I'm almost done, though. You guys can go away, and I can go to the bar and drink more. I was not being stupid. It's Usher and Lil Jon and Ludacris, right? The song where it's like, yeah. That song, yeah.
Yes. I have no idea.
Yeah, you're correct, Lindy.
So, and then the premise of the song is that Usher is at the club, the clurb, and then he's just hanging out, and then all of a sudden he's standing there, and then there's some girl there, and then all of a sudden she's all up on him, screaming, yeah, screaming, yeah. I won't scream because my neighbors get mad. They do. I got an email from my landlord that said, you have sex too loud, and you...
I did. Embarrassed face.
That there was creaking and vocalization.
Oh, blushing over sky.
Sometimes at 3 a.m.
All I know is I think we. I'm. You know, this one was a disaster. But for future reference, I think I'm just going to get Lindy drunk and just, you know, just let her go.
Yeah.
What? She'll make all sorts of great sounds.
Just let her go like a slingshot. I like it.
What was the disaster? Was
no,
I not well,
you missed the disaster.
So
it wasn't no, you your showed fault. Up and you're rescuing
is
the
my
disaster.
Is my mom going to hear this?
It wasn't your fault. It was. I blame
Lindy,
myself.
I'm so disappointed.
I'm so disappointed that you're having sex. No, she'd be like, I'm so glad to hear that you're not an old maid lesbian like I thought you would be. No, Mom, it's okay. I disrupt my entire building with my lovemaking.
Lindy's really just laying it bare right now. She's just letting it all out for the world to
see. That's what you get with me. There's yeah. no there's
she's
no
like
wall
a,
here, you
she's
know?
She's like a Belize skeleton.
Yeah, you
totally.
See everything.
I'm a Belizean skeleton in a cave.
You got planted by the government.
The government of Belize planted me there.
You.
Yeah,
just by
to
the whole government.
Yeah.
They speak English in Belize.
I know it's the national language. It's English, actually. Yeah. That was racist that I said las turistas. I don't know if it was.
We're gonna put this to bed.
Put it in our rear view.
We're going to put this broadcast in our rear
hopefully
view.
The bed doesn't creak and wake up
wait,
neighbors.
Was it rear view?
Rear view.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, what's this naked arm that's peeking into my...
Brendan. Hi.
Oh. Lindy, thanks for coming on.
Oh, I thought it was a whole arm.
No, it's Kirk Douglas's dick.
Oh, man. Merry Christmas, Kirk. Oh, yeah. I hope you like complete and utter disasters.
Yeah.
What was the disaster?
Not your fault.
No,
not
your fault.
It was our fault, really.
Brendan, for letting me on.
Take us out of here.
No. I blame Vince, really, when you think about it.
Yeah. Lindy, thanks for coming on.
Lindy, thanks for getting drunk and coming on.
I had a great time. Apparently, I ruined everything.
No. It was more Brett.
No.
Mostly Brett.
I think it was mostly Brett, right?
Brett always ruins everything.
One paw.
Look at his hair.
The other paw.
Look at his hair.
One paw. Then the other
how
paw.
How could a guy like that ever do anything worthwhile?
Brett, how tall are you?
About 6 foot.
Really?
In heels.
You look small.
Well, he's sitting next to Brendan, who's
yeah,
like
I know.
6'7".
I replaced Brendan at the camera.
How tall do you think I am? I'm 4'9".
This makes for a good bit.
All right. Good night. Okay.
This is the Carnies bit.
This is a great bit.
How tall do you think I am?
Brendan, take us on out of here.
All right.
Let's
Lindy.
Just say booze yeah. and is not a performance-enhancing drug for broadcasting.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
Lindy, thanks for coming on. And for all you film drunkards out there, have a great holiday. Be safe. Enjoy it. We'll see you on the other side of San Diego.
Well, no, hold on. We'll see you this side or the other.
This side or the other. Good night and good chins.